She Mothered by Mary Ellen LaTarte. Mary sailed to America from Ireland, earned an education, not ordinary then. After teaching school in Michigan, she moved, established herself by dressmaking in Chicago. Wanderlust sent her to Memphis. She married a staunch union man, an immigrant from Wales. She learned that unified workers gave hope and strength to poor laborers. In 1867, yellow fever struck her children and her husband. She nursed them to no avail. Mourning, she stayed in town, helped others until the scourge burned out. Mary returned to Chicago, sewed for the rich, but remembered families who struggled. The cost of her gown creations could feed a houseful for 2 weeks. The Great Fire of 1871 destroyed Mary's business and her home. She took refuge, found welcome in the Knights Hall, a union formed at the end of the Civil War. To shutter her grief, she adopted the hungry and the oppressed as her family. She traveled. When asked, "Where do you live?" she said, "Wherever there's a fight against wrong." Railroad workers, textile workers, miners, and millions of others called her mother. She labored for their behalf. In Arndt, Pennsylvania, she organized the miners' wives to beat their empty pots. The strikebreakers and mules fled in confusion after a week. In Philadelphia, thousands of textile workers left their looms, including 10,000 children. Mary gathered the young, many maimed and underage. They walked, she talked, people listened. They cried while newspaper men wrote the headlines. Mary took the children's story to New York. Her eyes blazed as she spoke. Children sold on the installment plan for $2 a week. They listened to Mary Harris Jones, Mother Jones. A magazine by that name keeps her message alive.